Good morning, children. Today, we are going to see some applications of trigonometry. We are going to apply trigonometry in finding heights and distances. Before knowing what are the applications of trigonometry, you should know the following terms: the line of sight, horizontal level, angle of elevation, and angle of depression. The line drawn from the eye of the observer to the point to be observed is known as the line of sight. The angle made by the line of sight above the horizontal line is known as the angle of elevation. The angle made by the line of sight below the horizontal level is known as the angle of depression. When you observe a plane, what angle do you get? You get angle of elevation. When you are on a hill and observe a building down from the top of a hill, what do you get? You get angle of depression. Let me say you are standing down and your friend is standing on a hill. When you look at your friend, angle of elevation is formed. When your friend looks at you, angle of depression is formed. The angle of depression of the person at point A becomes the angle of elevation of the person at point O. Since the horizontal lines are parallel to each other and the alternate interior angles formed are equal. Now let me say, the boy is of height H. He wants to look at the top of the tower. So he lifts his head. So he elevates his head. So what angle is formed? Angle of elevation. He wants to look at the foot of the tower. What does he do? He depresses his head. So angle of depression is formed. Now, what is line of sight? A line from an observer's eye to a distant point. Angle of elevation is the line, is the angle between the line of sight and the horizontal when the line of sight is above the horizontal. Angle of depression, an angle between the line of sight and the horizontal when the line of sight is below the horizontal. Let us do a few sums. The lamppost forms a shadow on the horizontal surface as shown in the figure. The angle of elevation of the top of the lamppost from the tip of the shadow is 45 degrees. The top of the lamppost is 20 meters away from the tip of the shadow. Find the height of the lamppost. Let us convert the situation to a simple right triangle. Let me denote the lamppost by a vertical line and the shadow by a horizontal line. The distance between the tip of the shadow and the top of the lamppost is given to be 20 meters. The angle of elevation is 45 degrees. What is asked? The height of the lamp pole is asked. So, the hypotenuse and the opposite sides of angle 45 degrees is involved. Which trigonometric ratios involves the opposite side and the hypotenuse? The sine ratio and the cosecant ratio. So sine theta, you know it is opposite by hypotenuse. Cosecant theta, you know it is hypotenuse by opposite. Let me take the sine value. Sine C equals opposite by hypotenuse. That is AB by AC. Sine 45 is equal to AB by 20 meters given. You know what is sine 45? 1 by root 2. So 1 by root 2 equals AB by 20. So AB equals 20 by root 2. You rationalize the denominator and you get 10 root 2 meters. Don't forget the units. Let us do another sum. A ladder is leaning against a wall of height 20 meters. The angle made by the ladder with the horizontal ground is 30 degrees. Find the distance from the foot of the ladder to the bottom of the wall. Opposite side is given to be 20 meters. What is asked? The adjacent side is asked. So, which ratio is involved? Tan ratio is involved. Tan 30 degrees is equal to AB by BC. You know what is tan 30? 1 by root 3 equals 20 by BC. So, BC is equal to 20 root 3 meters. Don't forget the unit. Now let us do a few textbook sums. A circus artist is climbing a 20 meter long rope, which is tightly stretched and tied from the top of a vertical pole to the ground. Find the height of the pole if the angle made by the pole is 30 degrees. Let us draw the right triangle. Let AB be the pole and the rope be AC. We have to find AB, the height of the pole. So you draw a right triangle ABC. AB is the pole. AC is 20 meters. See, opposite side is involved. Hypotenuse is involved. So which ratio involves the opposite and the hypotenuse? Sine ratio involves the opposite and the hypotenuse. So sine 30 equals AB by AC. Substitute the value for AC, 20 meters. And you know sine 30 is 1 by 2. So AB equals 10 meters. A tree breaks due to storm and the broken part bends so that the top of the tree touches the ground, making an angle of 30 degrees with it. The point where the top touches the ground is 8 meter. Find the height of the tree. Okay, here let AB be the height of the tree. The tree breaks at C and the part AC falls down and touches the ground at D. So you have a right triangle CBD. And angle CDB is 30 degrees. Let us say the broken part be Y and the intact part be X. The height of the tree will be X plus Y. Now, in triangle BCD, BC by BD is equal to tan 30. So, X by 8 equals 1 by root 3. X is equal to 8 by root 3 meters. Again, in triangle BCD, BD by CD is cos 30 degrees. Substituting again, you get Y equals 16 by root 3. Now, what is the total height of the tree? 8 by root 3 plus 16 by root 3. That is 24 by root 3. Rationalize the denominator. You get 8 root 3 meters. In the previous sums, only one single right triangle was involved. Now we are going to involve two right triangles. Let us see how we do it. A 1.5 meter tall boy is standing at some distance from a 30 meter tall building. The angle of elevation from his eyes to the top of the building increases from 30 degrees to 60 degrees as he walks towards the building. Find the distance he walked towards the building. Children, remember one thing. As you go closer to the building, you lift your head more. So, the angle of elevation becomes greater. Okay. Now, let me say the boy BF is 1.5 meter tall and the tower is 30 meter. That is AE. Okay. Now, the boy walks from F to D and the angle of elevation increases to 60 degrees. Let us denote BC as X and CD as Y. Let us take this first triangle, triangle ADC. In triangle ADC, tan 60 degrees equals AD by CD. Now, how much is AD? AD is 30 minus 1.5, that is 28.5. So, 28.5 by Y equals root 3. You can So, Y equals 28.5 by root 3. Now, in the next triangle, ABD, tan 30 degrees equals AD by BD. AD is 28.5, BD is X plus Y. So, X plus Y equals 28.5 when you substitute tan 30 equals 1 by root 3. Now, solving for both, we get X is equal to 19 root 3. Let us do one more sum. A statue 1.6 meter tall stands on the top of a pedestal. From a point on the ground, the angle of elevation of the top of the statue is 60 degrees. And from the same point, the angle of elevation of top of the pedestal is 45 degrees. Find the height of the pedestal. Let us draw the triangle ABC, where BD is the pedestal and AD is the statue of height 1.6 meters. The angle of elevation to the pedestal is 45 degrees and to the statue is 60 degrees. So take the triangle DBC, there tan 45 equals X by Y. So you get X is equal to Y because tan 45 is 1. In triangle ABC, AB by BC is tan 60 degrees. That is X plus 1.6 by Y equals root 3. Solving for this, we get X is equal to 0.8 into root 3 plus 1 meters. There are a few more sums presented in the PPT. Look at the last one. The angle of elevation of the top of a building from the foot of the tower is 30 degrees. And the angle of elevation of top of the tower from the foot of the building is 60 degrees. If the tower is 50 meter high, find the height of the building. Now, both are elevations. Which structure will be taller? You will lift your head more if the building is taller, right? Therefore, whichever has a greater angle of elevation will be taller. So, the tower is taller here and you have to find the height of the building. You get two right triangles. You can solve in the same manner and find out the answer. Now, you are in a position to do the sums of exercise 9.1 in your notebook. Activity, make a clinometer, an apparatus used to measure the angles of elevation and depression. Thank you.